Okay, Richard White, Senior Fellow, Hudson Institute. Right. I don't know if there's a single solution or one that would achieve the end you laid out, which would eliminate that, because I think the violence is probably caused by multiple reasons. Different people support it for different reasons. You're right. Military force can sometimes address in a threat, but it's not the universal solution. President Obama has made an effort to try and address some of the sources of alienation, for example, among Muslims towards the United States, and that's had mixed results, some success, but not as much as we hoped. Turkey has been a strong source in the Muslim world and just in general as a force for secularism, a force for moderation. And that's served a useful purpose throughout Turkey's history and its partnership with the West. And I think I'm glad we have that partnership. Respect to the trillion, the U.S., of course, didn't know when it intervened that would be the cost. So I think if people knew that, we wouldn't have intervened. But in terms of going forward, I do believe it's the U.S. position now to limit the use of military force and to try and partner more with local allies. So we've been working with Turkey, for example, to address some of the problems we have in Syria, in Iraq, in Afghanistan. And that's certainly a partnership I expect will continue. I mean, President Obama has tried to work in partnership with Turkey and others to address these concerns. Now, it's a limited effect because, as I mentioned, there are multiple causes. President Obama succeeded in some areas. I think the relationship between Turkey and the United States is much better now than it was when he came into office. And I think that it's also improved with particularly a number of European countries.